Don't really have an update right now. You know, like I said, it's his back. You know, it's bothering him, and they're checking him out. I'll visit with Greek when we leave here. I've been in meetings, and I just got through with the guys, so I'll find out more this afternoon.
Any more? Let's see. I know Tlaib and maybe Bolden.
No, Bolden's fine. He came out okay. No, he's okay. You know, he was battling with the plantar fasciitis, had an issue on it, but I think he's going to be okay. Akib, sore today, you know, be a day-to-day issue. Who was the other one? Jawan was the hamstring. Yeah, so they're going to be day-to-day, so it'll probably be Wednesday before we know exactly where they're at.
How about Ronnie was a little sore, too. Who? Ronnie Hillman.
Oh, well, I think, you know, obviously with Jawan with the hamstring and, you know, so we got, you know, we've got two backs on the football team, healthy backs right now, you know, so we'll have to see where we're at. But obviously that could be a concern, you know, later in the week, but we'll see. Capri's been working well and doing a good job, but, you know, we'll see if Jawan's healthy and where we're at. So, you know, obviously letting James go, so, you know, our numbers are down, so. Yeah, McManus has been the special teams MVP 4 out of 5 games. So that's a good thing. I mean, he's kicking extremely well. And not only, you know, his field goals, which, you know, speak for themselves, but he's been kicking off well, too. You know, he's been containing some good returners. Yesterday, it's kind of an interesting place to kick. You know, the wind moves around a little bit in there. So, yeah, he's done a really good job. And that big one he hit yesterday. So he's got a lot of confidence right now. Needs to keep going, but doing a good job. No, I think you're probably talking the comment I made after the game. You know, we had three wides on the field, and they were playing us a certain way, which, you know, I thought was conducive to throwing the ball, and we were doing that pretty good. You know, we just weren't finishing, you know. So, you know, it all depends. You never know how you're going to get played, you know, defensively by personnels and stuff. So, you know, the biggest thing offensively is we got to finish. You know, you go back and look at, you know, we dropped a couple of touchdowns, and you know, we had a turnover in the end zone, so that's 17 points and maybe more. So, you know, it's obviously a concern. It's got to get a lot better, and we just got to – everybody's got to take their responsibility and take more upon themselves to continue to push forward. Like I said, I think we're working hard. I think guys are working hard. We're just not playing very, very consistent, and we got to find a way to do that.
Coach, you rotate players at every position. Would you consider trying Brock in there to shake up the offense?
No, Peyton's doing just fine.
Gary, are you able to enjoy the fact that you're 5-0, which is perfect time to get?
You damn right I am, Ron. I've been doing this a long time.
do you feel like you're 5-0?
I think in coaching, it's always, you know, you're always searching for perfection, and obviously we're far from it. We've got some tremendous things going on defensively, and we're battling offensively right now. But it's hard to win in this league, and I've been doing it long enough to know you better appreciate. You know, if you ever get to the point where winning's relief, you know, you're in the wrong business. So you bet. I wake up this morning, and I know I got a lot of things I'm trying to get better, but I enjoy winning every time out. Yeah, Tyler actually played more than Harris, than Ryan. You know, it's a work in progress, you know, with Ty out and moving guys around and another guy on your team for 2 weeks. It's, you know, it's not something that's a real comfortable situation, but something we have to work through. And we're trying to do that. I think Tyler did some good things in the game. I think Michael Schofield is an improving player, which is, you know, I see that as a positive. You know, me watching him improve, that's 2 games for him. So, you know, we just got to work through it and find a way to get them better and help them as much as we possibly can. But I know having Palumbus here is very, very important at this stage. So for us to get, I think we got 30-plus snaps out of him yesterday, is very important.
Of course, you never like to see injuries, but when Laird went down, it must have been good to see Shane Ray and others.
Yeah, you know, and let's let me go back to Shaq. He continues to play well, plays well on special teams. Shane came in and did some good stuff. But, you know, we're deep at that spot, and we got another good player, Lorente, who, you know, really, I think Lorente suited up one game. if I'm right. But, you know, that's a nice problem to have. We got some depth right there, so got to get DeMarcus well. Obviously, we missed him through the course of the game, but our depth showed up. It showed up. Kayvon came in and played really, really well, factored in the game, did some good stuff. So, you know, those things continue to happen, but we continue to find a way to respond to them.
Gary, do you admire, I mean, from the offensive standpoint, a guy like Wade Phillips and his ability in certain situations to just sell out, kind of go all in, and those plays just seem to, you know, at least three games, just magic.
Yeah, and, you know, it's confidence in our guys, you know. I mean, I think on the drive that Chris had the pick on, I want to say that's when we had the personal foul and they moved, you know, they got a big penalty. And, you know, we don't panic. We keep playing. And, you know, I heard Wade make the call, so I knew we were coming after him. I'm looking at the blitz to get home. And, you know, we got the quarterback in a tough situation, and you look up and Chris got the ball. So, you know, you got to be aggressive as a football team. And that game was a lot like opening day. I mean, there was a struggle, and I'd be darned one big defensive play and flips a football game. So, you know, just very proud of the job that they're doing and their ability to come up with some big plays.
Does this secondary remind you of any you've gone against as an offensive coordinator head coach that you had to game plan against?
No, I think I've said this many a times. As an offensive guy, when you look at secondaries, a lot of times you're studying guys, their ball skills on the back end. You know, how often will you put the ball in this area on that guy? How good are his ball skills, you know, in jump ball situations? I think against our defense, I don't think there's a place that you can put it up to say that we don't have good ball skills. You know, Chris and Akeem and, you know, TJ, those guys get their hands on the ball, Bradley, you know. So that's a great thing going on right now is the ability to not only make plays but to make big plays.
You did move the ball through the air anyway.
Yeah, we did.
Between the 20s.
Yeah.
What about the red zone? Just got a little compact on you?
Well, no, obviously we got to look at some things we can do better. You know, like I said, we had two plays down there we make. They're great plays. They're touchdowns, you know, so we're 2 for 3. But, you know, that hindsight's 20/20. You know, you continue to look at putting people in position. You know, when you got first and goal on the 3, dang, you got to be able to run the ball better. I mean, we ran the ball twice, and we had, you know, 3rd and goal from the 4. So that's disappointing. But, you know, we got to continue to try to get people in the best position that we can, and we got to make some tough plays too. I think that's confidence. You know, it's something we preach all the time. Everybody's going to play. You know, it wasn't a hot day there by any means, but it was a little warm. And I told the guys before the game, you know, hey, if you're wore out a little bit, raise your hand. We got 46 guys that can help us win, you know. And so I think we kind of go into the game thinking that way, that everybody's going to get a chance to contribute. And, you know, well, it's true. I mean, everybody is getting a chance. Other than our young tight end, he's the only guy that didn't see the field. So, you know, we'll continue with that process. I think it'll help us in the long haul throughout the course of the season.
What goes into improving the running game now in short yards, like you mentioned, but also on first down when you're kind of expecting?
Yeah, well, we weren't running it. We weren't very committed to the run the first half. After the way they were playing us, we went ahead and threw the ball, and we went some hurry up and did some things. And like I said, we moved the ball really well, just didn't have anything to show for it. At halftime, we tried to go back and do some 3 tight end stuff and run the ball, and you saw us come out. It wasn't very effective, so we got back into some hurry up. We wanted to get 40 involved yesterday, you know, and that's twice in the last 3 weeks that we're trying to get him involved, and he got nicked on us, so that went away. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do to win that day. So, but we, you know, we've got to improve in every phase, and obviously the run game is very important.
Time for a few more. Any more on, did you get a chance on Demaryius? I asked you yesterday, just, you know, every now and then, yeah. We all know he's great.
Well, I think sometimes, too, you got players of – I mean, such a great player like that, you know, you expect them to make every play. And you know, I know he works that way. He expects that. You expect the great things all the time. And I think yesterday, like I said, I think he played nicked up. I don't think he was feeling perfect, which a lot of guys aren't on Sunday. And he pushed through. You know, hopefully we can get him the ball a little bit more than we did yesterday. We didn't get it to him in the first half. Emmanuel was playing really well. We're getting him involved with what we're doing. So he'll do his part. I think he's always accountable for his part. We got a lot of confidence in him.
Talk about how well Emmanuel played the first half. It seems like every game, just one of them has a great half.
Yeah.
And the other, is it something
Well, it has a lot to do with how you're getting played sometimes, you know, and what people are trying to do to you. And, you know, Emmanuel got his hands on the ball, made some big plays. We actually had a chance to make another big play with him in the second half, you know, that we missed. And the play that we had the sack on is fixing to be a really big play for him. So, you know, you never know. It's nice. We're balanced with those two guys. But everything we can do to get them involved, we're a better football team. Yeah, I think it would definitely help. You know, we had a, I think, did I just mention, we had a 22-yard play in the third quarter, backed it up with a 27-yard play, and the third one was fixing to be bigger than that, and we got sacked, and now we're, you know, second and 19. So, but that's football. I mean, you know, those things happen. You got to be able to make up those situations. We made up a couple, but got to take advantage of the opportunities that we have, I should say.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good day.